Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Iran says it won't abandon its right to enrich uranium, a key component, of course, in building nuclear weapons. President Trump said last night at the Kennedy Center before a performance of Les Mis, the U.S. cannot let that happen, and a sign the U.S. and Iran are headed for a showdown.
Well, they are being moved out because it could be a dangerous place, and we'll see what happens. But they are been, we've given notice to move out, and we'll see what happens.
Is there anything that can be done to dial the temperature down in the region?
They can't have a nuclear weapon. Very simply. They can't have a nuclear weapon. We're not going to allow that.
Moments ago, Iran said it plans to open a new enrichment site. Appearing before a Senate panel yesterday, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth was asked this blunt question by Senator Lindsey Graham.
Mr. Secretary, have the Iranians been trying to build a nuke?
There are plenty of indications that they have been moving their way towards something that would look a lot like a nuclear weapon.
And here we are. Pretty obvious what's going on here, Trump last night saying when he was asked, hey, looks like you're moving military dependents out of the Middle East. Looks like you're moving diplomats out of the Middle East. What's going on? Something. Something's going on. Something big, perhaps. Really interested to find out how you feel about the idea of bombing Iran's nuclear facilities. Looks like if it happened, it would probably be Israel, or Israel with our blessing, or Israel with our backing. Look, I got to tell you, a few years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, I'd have been like, I don't know. Today, full on. We have no choice. There are no choices left. Iran has left us no choice. We just found out from the UN inspection agencies over the last week, as literally Iran is negotiating with us, that they have secretly violated every agreement they've ever signed onto, that they continued enriching uranium for the bomb, despite claiming not to in other locations, that they did not give the inspectors access to, that violates their agreements. And they're going for a bomb. That's what they're doing. In fact, the Ayatollah mocked us with this just last week on his Twitter feed. Made it really clear, asking the question, hey, look, who's the U.S. to tell us we can't have a bomb? Well, if they were better behaved, maybe we wouldn't have a reason. They have hit our military ships, our container ships, 236 times. British ships via the Houthis. Here's a question that, and this is why we are here. I know Trump doesn't want to be here. I know he doesn't want to do this. He is a peacetime president. He's wanted to be a peace president. He doesn't want to start a war with anyone. Credited himself being the only president not to get into a war in recent history. He doesn't want to do this. But he has to. He has no choice. Can you imagine, for instance, the Houthis, who Iran armed with the help of Joe Biden? Joe Biden caused all of this, by the way. And the Democrats. Can you imagine the Houthis hitting our military ships and our container ships? 20% of the world's traffic goes through the Red Sea. So this is us sending stuff to Europe. This is Europe sending the ships back, picking stuff up at our ports. They go around, they go through the Red Sea. Can you imagine what happens when the Houthis are hitting us and those ships and our military ships, not with missiles launched from drones, but dirty missiles launched from drones? Picture October 7th, but with dirty bombs. Picture October 7th, hang gliders, but with dirty bombs here in America, because they have their operatives here. Picture all of that. And folks, when you understand who Iran is now, this is a country that put a fatwa, a death sentence, on Donald Trump and his entire inner circle on X. The Ayatollah did it personally. Oh, he was just talking. That's just bluster. Ignore that. We've caught three of their assassins. We have three in custody. I think Crooks was number four, but that's just me. Crooks had he had support out elsewhere. There's still stuff we're not being told. Can't prove it though, so I can't say. It doesn't matter anyway. We have three of them. One of them tried to hire cartel hitman. Another one tried to have and almost succeeded in having John Bolton and Mike Pompeo killed. His other target was Trump. We have another one, and this is the most bizarre of all, the one who's gotten almost no attention, which is why I'm so interested in him. In fact, he's very hard to find in a Google search. You have to search by his name. He came here from Pakistan, but was working with Iran, was on the terror watch list, was allowed to fly into an airport in Texas. FBI picks him up at the airport, interviews him. Later puts out a statement saying he's a very nice guy. They let him go. They let him go. Why was he here? To assassinate Trump. Most specifically, to hire assassins to assassinate Trump. Let him go. What did he do? Overstayed his visa. We pick him up then? No. When do we finally pick him up? As he exited the country, weirdly, the weekend of the Butler rally. What are the odds? It was right before the Butler rally, which makes it even weirder. It was like he knew. We picked him up. We have him in custody too. So we got people who want to kill the president. That is not a conspiracy theory. Take it up with the Ayatollah. He's the one who tweeted it, not me. Who were determined to kill the president and who are on the cusp of getting nuclear material. And folks, again, that's not just missiles. Understand that. There is so much you could do with nuclear material that is destructive, deadly, would be economic. I mean, can you imagine one of our cities gets hit with a dirty bomb from Iran with the nuclear material? I mean, just, you remember what 9/11 did? That wasn't nuclear. It crashed the economy. It crashed the stock market. Iran can't have this. They can't. And I hate that. I have nothing against the Iranian citizens. They're slaves. They're horribly persecuted. 80% of them don't even want the Ayatollahs in control. They just did a poll on that not too long ago. So I don't want, I'd prefer no one or as few people as possible get hurt in a bombing of the nuclear enrichment facilities, but they have to go. Like tomorrow, we don't have a lot of time left. This has to end. And Pete Hegseth has said as much. And we got to do it, or we got to help Israel do it. But it'll be really historic. It'll be really historic. And you think about all of the proxies that Iran has, and here's where this gets terrifying, folks. We had a report not too many weeks ago, didn't get a lot of attention, on the Houthis and how they were doing the targeting, the target acquisition, hitting our ships, hitting British ships. You know how they were doing it? China. China was doing it. China was in partnership with them. By the way, they hit us over 200 times with no response from Joe Biden. This is why China thinks they could do that. Folks, China is a real problem. Big problem. I'm going to get into that as the show rolls on. A terrible capitulation that Donald Trump had to make to China last few days. It is horrible what he had to agree to. We're going to have to let those Chinese spies back into our most sensitive labs. That's what we're doing. That's what that deal is that he cut. He did not win that round of negotiations. He lost, but he had no choice. It was either let the Chinese spies into our research facilities at our colleges and universities, or watch the American auto industry grind to a halt. Why? Rare earth minerals, folks, they got us over a barrel badly. All of this going on, tough times, we'll get through them. Some of the most fascinating times, too, I've ever seen in American history going on right now. Plus the No Kings rallies. Wait till you hear who's hosting, leading the No Kings rally in our area. You're going to love this. Coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, for years and years and years and years, and then some more years, One fast food chain in America's reigned supreme. That was, of course, McDonald's. A lot of that had to do with the fries. Nobody could do the fries like McDonald's until they changed the recipe. Well, for the first time, McDonald's not the number one in the ranking of fast food fries. Why might that be? In fact, they came in second to last. Yeah, they changed the formula. So who's got the best fries? I don't know if I agree with all of this. Number five, Chick-fil-A. Those are pretty good. They got to hit them just right, though. Number four, Bojangles. I'd put them at number one at this point. I love Bojangles fries. Not that I've eaten them in a very long time, but if I could only have one nice, greasy sack of fries, it'd be Bojangles with plenty of Cajun, but Number three, Freddy's frozen custard and steak burgers. I don't have never tried there. Number two, Shake Shack. And number one, In-N-Out Burger. We don't have that here in Greenville. Okay. Number seven, Zaxby's. I've never been there. I don't know. Number eight, Arby's. Their fries are pretty good. Number nine, Hardee's. And then after that, number 10, Checkers. Yeah, but McDonald's, again, holy cow, not even in the top 10. Do you ever think, but there needs to be nothing closer to heaven than McDonald's fries thrown right, like nice, perfectly salted, you know, greasy right out of the fryer. Okay, I'm getting hungry. I'm going to move on this morning before everybody ends up pulling into a fast food restaurant. Okay. So we're going to jump on over this. Folks, looks like somebody is getting ready to hit Iran. And I hope that's not messy. I hope we can do it in an in-and-out way that does not spread a lot of radiation, or that Israel can. Because Iran cannot be allowed to have a bomb. That cannot happen. That's it. That is a end-of-life scenario. And a lot of folks are saying, all we got to do is, this gets on my nerves. There's a lot of people who say, I'm seeing this on the text line right now. Oh, hey, no, we shouldn't be doing this. We're just protecting Israel. Why are we? No, we're not. Nothing to do with Israel. Israel has the most moral justification for taking the nukes away from Iran after October 7th, which they admit that they did. Folks, when Iran issues a fatwa, a call for murder to all believers of Donald Trump on their ex feed. This is the Ayatollah's personal ex feed. They can't be allowed to have nukes. That has nothing to do with Israel. And folks, they sent not one, not two, but three assassins to do it. We have them in custody. So none of that has anything to do with Israel. Not a thing. Again, our ships, not Israel's, our naval ships and our cargo ships and British ships bearing American goods have been hit over 226 times by the Houthis before we finally dropped a bomb on their heads, blew up their training camp. Can you imagine if one of those naval ships one time had been hit for the first time with nuclear material? How would you feel the next day? So look, saying Israel, Israel should fight its own fight. They do whatever they want. I don't care. Israel's doing us a favor because if they don't do it, we have to. This cannot continue. Texter writes, hey, Tira, I can't believe Five Guys is not in there. Their fries are amazing. Got to eat them fresh, though. Folks, and also, here, just jumping back to Israel. I mean, not Israel, Iran. When you have China beginning to do the targeting, the assistance for these strikes on American ships through the Red Sea, again, that's a critical trade route. 20% of the world's shipping traffic goes through there. Everything we ship to Europe, for the most part, goes through there. So this idea, well, now we're just going to let Iran hit us with, the original drones were great, but we're going to let them go nuclear tip. That has nothing to do with Israel. So if you're one of these people who says we're broke, I agree with you. We can't afford to fund Israel anymore. Agree with you. They could take care of themselves. This is us taking care of ourselves. That's what this is. Texter writes, hey, Tira, I would have to disagree and say Whataburger has the best fries, you think? Another texter writes, I can't believe Five Guys is not in there. Their fries are amazing. Got to eat them fresh, though. Another texter writes, we can do it and blame it on NATO. Another texter writes, good morning, Tara, paraphrasing little Gavin Newsom's bleat about Trump being the most ignorant mouthpiece in the perverted Democrat Party to create an insurrection isn't leadership, it's treason. Hopefully Pam Bondi will prosecute little mouth Newsom for his child trafficking and rebellion. What? Texter writes, Bojangles fries are terrible. Maybe in a parallel universe, but in this one, they're pretty good. If they're done right, got to be done right. Got to be quality control. Another texter writes, part Part of your audience, what? I don't know what that means. Texturates, Pakistan and North Korea have nukes. We don't have the salespeople constantly brazenly telling us we will not allow another country to have whatever. Okay. Couple of things with that. When was the last time Pakistan attacked us? When was the last time Pakistan's leader threatened to kill our president on X and then tried three times to do it? When was the last time that Pakistan sponsored terror groups launching missiles at our ships, both naval and cargo? Didn't happen. And that's why Pakistan is not in the same category as Iran at all. Texture writes, Tara, this is what I get on the text line. Do you wonder what role the CIA, Mossad, and MI6 are playing in the Iran scare? The military-industrial complex wants war enough to manufacture one. Wag the dog. None of the things that I just listed there have anything to do with the CIA, Mossad, or MI6. One iota. It's the Houthis. Folks, we lost two Navy SEALs in the Red Sea. They're at the bottom of the Red Sea. Boarding a ship where they had caught Iran red-handed sending these high-tech drones to the Houthis to bomb us with. China's doing the targeting. That none of that has anything to do with any of those agencies at all. And you want to go full conspiracy, folks. And this idea that, well, you know, we'll hit Iran, we'll have a war. What war? It's to prevent a war. We don't want them nuclear armed. Folks, understand this too. The Iranian military, somebody inside leaked a number of years ago, Iran's plan to detonate a nuke over America to blow out the grid. This is not a country we can trust. And when you have the Ayatollah just last week on his own Twitter feed, not the CIA's, making the argument, hey, we deserve to have a nuclear weapon. We should have one. Who's the U.S. to tell us we can't have one? You can't have one. You're done. Ooh, really? I did not know that. Texture writes Steak and Shake. I love Steak and Shake. Steak and Shake has recently started to cook their fries in beef tallow like McDonald's used to. They are top 10. I did not know. I'm not what I'm going to double check that. Huh, like pure beef tallow? Interesting. See, it's best if I don't know this stuff because then I'm going to want to eat the food and that's not going to work out. All right, we'll be right back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Texter writes, what country sends personnel to kill your leader? That's an act of war. And in fact, they've already declared war on us. Yes, they have. If their supreme leader, the Ayatollah, has put a fatwa on Trump, it's a death sentence, called for believers to kill him, and sent three to try. We're at war with Iran. That's not a, oh, come on, shucks. You know, that's just them talking silly. No. It shows you what they're capable of, and they need to be disarmed very quickly. Trump understood this coming in. He did. And that's why he questioned multiple times, you know, why is Joe Biden not sanctioning Iran for trying to kill me? He knows they're trying to kill. They're trying to kill him now, I guarantee you. Well, you think they're not going to send a fourth assassin? Yeah, they're in the country. Remember Matt Gaetz saying there's at least five kill teams here from Iran? Again, if they're capable of that, what else are they capable of? That's the question. But we don't even need that. Folks, it's as simple as picturing the Houthis hitting our ships, which they've done over 200 times. Except this time, it's with dirty bombs. We gonna allow that? Can you imagine Iran as a nuclear proliferator? We have massive borders, folks. And again, Iran with nuclear material, it's not just the bomb that scares me. Although that's terrifying, but it's just Iran with nuclear material. I mean, can you even imagine the Houthis with nuclear material? Because that's what's going to happen. It's going to be everywhere. It's going to be all over the place. And I can make this argument without even once mentioning Israel. So I don't know why people revert to, well, you're an Israel supporter. We shouldn't fight the war for Israel. We're not. This is about us. They can do what they want. If they want to do it for us, great. Let's help them. They don't need help. Let them go. Or we can't live like this anymore. Folks, I got to get into this today. Boy, this is nuts. Yesterday I came on the show and I told you, the LA riots are not about immigration. Let me say that again. The LA riots are not about immigration. They're not about illegal immigration. It's part of it. Not mainly, no. The LA riots are about protecting the cartels, which have merged with and are now seen as part of the Democrat Party. That is the story, and nobody is telling it. Tom Homan tried to. Our deportations are. Went on two shows yesterday trying to explain this to people. No. We're not having riots because we went to the Home Depot and picked up some nice guys just want to work for the day. By the way, we should pick them up too. A lot of them have cartel connections. A lot of them deal drugs at night. They do both. They sell for the cartel because they had to pay their debt to come over, and then they've got to support themselves. So they're working at the Home Depot. Pick them all the heck up. I don't care. But that's not what this was about. And when you hear what this was about, notice, folks, dozens and dozens and dozens of raids across LA. This has been going on for a while. Which raid do the Democrats pick to go wild over? Trump understands what's going on here, so does Democrat leadership. They don't pick a raid of, you know, the kitchen at a restaurant. They could have done that to unleash their violent, hellish minions. They didn't, though. No. It was a specific raid in the garment district. Why? Because the Trump administration hit the nerve center. That's what sent Democrats into outer space. What nerve center? The human trafficking, fentanyl trafficking nerve center at the nexus of the Democrat Party and the cartels. If you listen to my Battleground America podcast, I am obsessed with this. We must stop the Democrat Party's merger with the cartels. We're going to have a bloodbath on our hands every time we try to have an election season. Just like down in Mexico, just like you're looking at in Colombia right now, where the conservative candidate was assassinated. He's fighting for his life, by the way. They didn't manage to kill him. They'll try again. It's how it rolls. By the way, weirdly, this raid was a war on Colombian and Mexican cartels. And that's the one the Democrats went wild over. Listen to this. This is Tom Homing describing this.
Were there public safety threats in the Fashion District and at that Home Depot in these raids we've seen?
The Fashion District wasn't an immigration raid. It was a service of three criminal warrants at locations based on a large criminal conspiracy that ICE has been investigating. That has to do with money laundering, tax evasion, and customs fraud, where a company underdeclared over $80 million in goods, failed to pay $17 million in fees. And it's part of an overall conspiracy on numerous businesses. Some of this money is being laundered in Mexico and Colombia, the fun cartel activity. So this was a criminal investigation that they all responded to in the beginning. That's how it all started. But the facts never got out. Even though we put the facts out, the media didn't cover it. They just said immigration raids, and we're separating the families and all the negative information we hear all the time.
Wait a minute. Let's rewind. I'm sorry. Three warrants? They're not immigration warrants. These are criminal warrants to break up the cartels who are human trafficking. Okay, so these businesses, yes, were part of the human trafficking nexus, but that's not what they hit them for. They hit them for the money laundering. Folks, we found the nerve center in LA. This wasn't even an immigration raid. By the way, do you know why they were in the Home Depot parking lot? Oh, you're going to love this. Well, they were just harassing those poor future Democrat voters. No. No, they used the Home Depot parking lot as a staging area for the cartel raid. And that's why the Democrats went wild. That's why they went wild. Why? What did Ken Paxton tell us again, folks? Attorney General of the state of Texas. Democrats and cartels are merging.
They're actually helping aid and abet the cartels. And then Texas says, we've had enough. We're going to do something about it. And then they threaten us from enforcing our own laws. It seems pretty crazy. And it's hard to believe that we have a government that is working against its own citizens and helping the cartels move as many people across the border as possible.
That's just the beginning. Oh, no, no. I got more. So the lie they're telling, oh, they're just going up to immigrants. This wasn't even an immigration raid. Again, these were criminal warrants. Criminal. Why? ICE doesn't just do immigration raids. They don't. They do customs enforcement. This was customs enforcement against a major cartel money laundering operation. The Democrats are lying. It wasn't about immigration. Why are they lying to protect the cartels? Ask that question. Now we're getting somewhere. Do you notice something about the people ICE rounded up in California? Long list of them. The WhiteHouse.gov website. Almost every one of them, there's a lot of child sex traffickers, a lot of child abusers, which is typical for cartels. They abuse kids, they move. A lot of pedophiles involved in that. But you notice what a lot of them have. If you go through WhiteHouse.gov, almost every one of them to a T, they're involved in human or drug trafficking. Why? Why is that significant? Because they're picking up the cartel henchmen. That's what they're doing. They are unraveling the Democrats' human trafficking networks, and that is why they are going wild. Ken Paxton, Attorney General of Texas, did an amazing interview about this. I play a clip from it almost every day. We're not talking about, Americans have this kind of fairy tale image of, well, you know, some guy named Raphael, he came here and he wanted to work. He just wanted to raise his kids. He didn't have enough money. So he just, you know, walked over the border all by himself, didn't have any help at all. And then he just went to work, and that was great because we really needed him in that restaurant. That did not happen. The reality is much different. Democrats are merging with international criminal operations in the hopes of eventually using them. One is human trafficking to replace us with the voters. 50 million shadow government, shadow nation exists inside this country, but also to eventually use them as political muscle. The way that they are used in Venezuela, Colombia, where you just saw the assassination of the conservative presidential candidate. He lived, thank God. Over 100 assassinations in Mexico every political season. That's what's going on. That is what the fight is really over. Here's Ken Paxton describing Biden's and the Democrat Party's merger with the cartels that he's seeing in Texas.
He is cooperating, not just cooperating, but he's literally in partnership with these cartels. In the old days, they used to come and try to hide and run away from Border Patrol. Joe Biden's cut a deal somehow where these cartels transport people directly to the Border Patrol, and then they move them around the country. So we're in a terrible situation. Nothing like this country has ever seen before, and I fear the consequences of Joe Biden's decisions for the next years.
Right. Now, he says they are building these networks to be resilient, the Democrat cartel networks.
They're taking federal law and dismantling it. And he's making up his own rules as we go that allow the cartels to gain a foothold, a really strong foothold in the United States, not just in my state, but really across they're building a network across the country so that they can keep doing this well after Biden's gone.
That is the nerve Trump touched. And this is what, look, folks, if you listen to the podcast I do, and you're listening to these ICE agents who are, in the shadows talking about, what is going on, and people who know them, they are not just going after the illegals. They are unraveling the cartel networks. That is what they hit in L.A. Folks, they have been doing immigration raids there since the beginning of the year. Have you seen this? No. It was not until they hit the Garment District multi-business raid cartels, $80 million. Folks, this wasn't an immigration raid. I can't emphasize that enough. Three criminal warrants, not immigration warrants, criminal warrants. Why? The laundering of the money from the cartels' human trafficking. That's what that raid was about. And it's that one the Democrats go wild over there. This wasn't even an immigration raid. What does that tell you? We're stepping on the nerve. The nerve that is now the center of the Democrat Party, and it is loaded with cartel bosses.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.